The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, and welcome to our last meditation on the sense spheres. And the word dharma is sometimes equated with the English word nature. To see the dharma is to see nature, to see what's kind of what's natural in this world of ours. And meditation makes us a little bit naturalists, where we are looking and understanding what the nature of this life is like, especially the nature of ourselves and our mind. And a naturalist has the ability to see what's happening without disturbing what's happening, without interfering with it, and without holding on to the branches of the stream as we go down the canoe. We can just flow along with the natural flow. So one of the most natural things for human beings is to have thoughts. And it's possible to just know that there's a thought that appears. And there's a kind of a marvel with the arising of an individual thought sometimes, because it just seems to appear out of nowhere. Sit quietly and a new thought arises. And so in this exercise on the senses, six senses, there's thoughts, and then there's the reception of that thought in the mind. The mind knows it, that there's a thought. And then there's the fetter, the entanglement, the knot. There's the way we get involved in that thought. And the way that, and one of the ways we see that is when a thought becomes thinking. A thought is a relatively brief phrase or sentence or image that we have. And then we get involved in it. We pick it up, we respond to it, we add to it, and then pretty soon we're kind of lost in a whole train of thoughts, and it might take a long time before we come out of it and know that we're even present. And so it's possible just to sit quietly and be aware of the thought when it arises. And then, distinct from that, know how we get involved in it. Know the pull into it, the reaction to it, the horror to it, the judgments of it, all the secondary things that go on that involve some kind of being caught in it. But if we are able to be a naturalist of thoughts, thoughting, can be very relaxing. If we don't assign meaning to a thought or value to a thought, or we don't define ourselves by the thought. You know, I'm having this kind of thought, therefore I'm a wonderful person. I'm having this kind of thought, and I'm a terrible person. It's just a thought. This idea of just a thought, just thinking. And this is one of the places where I think it's valuable to add the word just in the label, in the recognition of thinking. Just a thought. It's just thinking. And just like a map is not the location that the map represents, so a thought is not the thing that it usually represents. It's just a thought. And to settle back and be able to just see the arising of thoughts, and then see if we lean into them or pull away from them or get caught in them. And that's seeing the knot, the entanglement. So, assuming a dignified meditation posture. And part of the value of being careful with your posture is that the more you can be embodied in your posture, the less energy there is to pour into thinking. The more you can really be careful and embodied in your posture, the more that's a grounding here in the present moment. It's like an anchor that keeps you from drifting off. And then lower your gaze about 45 degrees. Relax the focus of your eyes so you're not looking at anything in particular. And then gently close your eyes. And settle in, relax with your body. Gently, calmly, take some deeper breaths, fuller breaths, and as you exhale, relax, settle in. And letting your breathing return to normal. And it's really invaluable to relax when you meditate, to have an upright posture or a clear posture, intentional posture, and then to relax within that posture. So you might relax the muscles of your face as you exhale. And as you get more and more familiar with your face this way, you might become more and more aware of the subtle emotions, the subtle muscles that can be relaxed, softened, released. Over time, there's more and more awareness of muscles maybe you never even knew you had. On the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Then going to the belly, and on the exhale, softening the belly. In the exhale, release your body, weight of your body, into whatever is supporting it. Cushion, a chair. And then some global way of relaxing the whole body. If you're bracing yourself against life, soften as you exhale. And then relaxing the thinking mind. On the exhale, softening tension or pressure, contraction associated with thinking. Calming any agitation associated with thinking. And then take a few moments here to be aware of thoughts arising. Turn your attention, allow yourself to think, and know the thoughts that arise. You don't necessarily have to know the content of the thoughts, but just the event of thinking. And as you do so, are you involved in your thinking? Or can you just observe them from a distance? Observing them as natural phenomena. No need to judge or define yourself by your thoughts. The thoughts just arise, appear. Sooner or later, they disappear. Are you involved in your thinking? What does that involvement feel like? Like a glue, like a strong gravitational pull? Strong interest. Worrying about something. And then settling in with your breathing. But attentive to the arising of thoughts and any entanglement with thinking. And the alternative to entanglement is to simply observe it as a naturalist. It's nature for the mind to produce thoughts. There's no need for you to get involved in your thoughts. Come back to your breathing. Breathe with it all. It can be a relief to leave thinking alone, leave thoughts that come and they go. Leave them alone. Not bothered by them, not favoring them, not concerned. They're just thoughts. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, one of the powers that come with observing thoughts is to know which to put down, let go, and which to get involved in. And as we begin to come out of meditation, the thoughts that are nice to have and to participate with a little bit are thoughts of goodwill, kindness, friendliness. And perhaps there's people in your lives or people you know that you could have a few moments here of thinking caring or generous thoughts about them. With a light feeling, not a duty or heavy, just lightly. Positive, good feelings, thoughts about them. And this is not just letting your stream of thinking be random and without any agency on your part. From time to time, it's nice to choose what you think about, and think about goodwill and friendliness to yourself, to others. And in this way, may we keep close by as we go through the day the friendliness, the goodwill, the care that comes from the wish, the wishes. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.